Welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law, Landmark Forensic Cases Podcast. Today, we'll be discussing Cooper v. Oklahoma, which was decided in the United States Supreme Court in 1996. The question before the court today was, is clear and convincing the appropriate standard for determining a defendant's competency to stand trial? The facts. The defendant, Mr. Cooper, was charged with murdering an 86-year-old victim during a burglary. The defendant was initially found incompetent to stand trial and committed to the state hospital. He was released 3 months later and found competent to stand trial by the trial judge despite conflicting expert testimony. At a later pretrial hearing, the trial judge again found the defendant to be competent to stand trial despite the defendant's attorney stating that the defendant was behaving bizarrely and was refusing to communicate with the attorney. On the first day of trial, the defendant's bizarre behavior prompted another competency hearing. During that hearing, evidence was presented which indicated that the defendant believed that his defense attorney was trying to kill him and that the defendant was trying to stay as far away from his attorney as possible. A psychologist testified that the defendant was incompetent to stand trial and unable to effectively communicate with counsel. The trial judge stated, quote, "Anybody that's not like us is not normal, so I don't think normal is a proper definition that we're to use with incompetence. My shirt-sleeve opinion of Mr. Cooper is that he's not normal. Now, to say he's not competent is something else. But you know, all things considered, I suppose it's possible for a client to be in such a predicament that he can't help his defense and still not be incompetent. I suppose that's a possibility, too. I think it's going to take smarter people than me to make a decision here. I'm going to say that I don't believe that he has carried the burden by clear and convincing evidence of his incompetency, and I'm going to say we're going to go to trial." During the trial, the defendant did not speak with or sit near his attorney, and instead spent much of the court proceedings in the fetal position and talking to himself. The defense attorney moved for a mistrial or new competency evaluation, but the trial court denied the motions, and the defendant was convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to death. The route of appeal. The Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals affirmed the trial court's ruling. They rejected the defendant's argument that Oklahoma's presumption of a defendant's competence, along with the requirement that the defendant establish incompetence by clear and convincing evidence, placed an undue burden on the defendant and as such violated the defendant's 14th Amendment right to due process. The defendant appealed to the Supreme Court of the United States, who reversed and remanded. The holding. Quote, "Because Oklahoma's procedural rule allows the state to try a defendant who is more likely than not incompetent, it violates due process." In other words, the clear and convincing standard for competency violates the 14th Amendment right to due process. The unanimous decision by the Supreme Court was that the Oklahoma statute violated a defendant's right to due process under the 14th Amendment because the Oklahoma clear and convincing standard for incompetence, quote, "offended a principle of justice that was deeply rooted in the traditions and conscience of the American people." Most states used a standard that was more protective of defendants' rights. Only 4 of the 50 states used the clear and convincing standard, while many other states did not place a burden on the defendant to prove incompetence, but rather on the state to prove competence. The Supreme Court also noted that the clear and convincing standard, quote, "imposed a significant risk of erroneous determination that the accused was competent, and that such an erroneous determination, quote, threatened a fundamental component of the criminal justice system. On the other hand, an erroneous conclusion of incompetency only resulted in modest injury to the state. Lastly, the Supreme Court stated that in cases where it was more likely than not that the defendant was incompetent, but the evidence did not satisfy the clear and convincing evidence, the defendant's right to be tried for a crime only while competent outweighed the state's interest in efficient operation of its criminal justice system. In summary, Cooper v. Oklahoma, United States Supreme Court, 1996, determined that the clear and convincing standard for incompetency was too high and therefore violated due process.